T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, very good Wednesday to everybody. Welcome here to the Hawk and Crowder Show. Greg Likens in for Mark Hochman alongside Shannon Crowder. Alex Solano on the other side of the glass is... Crowder, I'm expecting you to bring it today because I don't want to hear any of this, like you're in vacation mode, all this other stuff. I know they shut down the rest of the building. Like everybody's going home. Like we're literally walking in and there's a mass exodus out of here for 4th of July weekend. I know you're getting your vacation started and rightfully so, very deserved, but... I'm expecting you bring it like the U.S. women brought it yesterday.
Greg, it starts at 6:01. I'm working today.
You're working till 6:01.
Yeah, man. We're the only people in the building, but we're working, Greg. We ain't with that hully gully.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. You yesterday made it clear to me that you would not respond to some sort of Tony Dungy-type coaching. So, like, Crowder, come on, man.
Yes.
You're showing up. You're going to go to work. Actually show up and do your work, all right?
I'm a player that needs to get cussed out. Yeah. If my coaches were too nice, he's a pushover. Cuss at me. I grew up that way. My mom's a cusser.
Well, I've met your mom, and she was very nice to me. But
She's pleasant to y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, you've never set your house on fire, though.
No, I have not.
Yeah, when I set my mom's house on fire, boy, she let me have it. I was a bad kid.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. I was trying to be MacGyver. MacGyver had a bomb and he made a wick out of like a candle and put it around the wick where the candle burns and gives him a chance to get away. And I tried it in my closet when I was 9, set my whole house on fire.
How did that get resolved?
Insurance, I think, would be the answer. Oh, it was a butt whooping involved. But I also
Did the firefighters came and everything?
Yeah. I actually set my foot on fire, and that's why I have skin off my butt. I had a skin graft from my butt to my foot. So I have a big patch on my butt cheek, and I have butt skin on my foot, and it's real thick hair on the butt skin because it's butt hair, but it's on my foot. So it's thicker hair on my foot because it's butt hair.
But is the hair only in that one spot on your foot?
Yes. You want to see it? I can show you.
That sounds disgusting.
I'll show you during the break. It's pretty nasty.
So you have butt skin on your foot.
Yeah. I got butt skin on my foot.
And hairier hair on your foot because of the butt skin.
I'll show you because you think about it. How much hair do you have on your foot? There's no hair on people's feet.
Like
you
have
that little patch on your toe, right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm talking about 2-inch long dark black hair because I think that was the crack side of the graft.
So wait, are you showing me your butt or your foot?
Foot. You might want to see my butt, but I'm going to keep that to myself. Greg, yes. They can't see you. You're shaking your head. I wish I could shake my head, too.
Yeah. We'll talk about that again later.
I'm not coming over there today.
I was going to say something, but then I want to make sure we all stay on the air. And then when you said I only respond to guys cussing at me, I mean, that you know. I would gladly do that, but the problem is, you know, even though everybody's out of the building, we want to make sure we keep our jobs, right? We want to make sure that when you come back from vacation, there is still a chair for you to be sitting in. By the way, when you come back from vacation, we'll be in a different building, right?
That's crazy, yes.
Yeah.
We'll be back on the 15th, and we'll be over in, way down south somewhere.
Because I heard Hawk mention this last Friday when he was kind of getting into the final segment of the show before he was leaving on vacation. So this is your last show in this studio.
This is nostalgia.
Are you feeling sentimental about that?
I don't know, because this studio is not that nice. You know, like if you're somewhere that's crappy for a long time, do you miss the crappiness?
Well, I understand where you're coming from, although some may say just because you've been here for so long, maybe you have some good memories, maybe that's why you'd have some sentimental value that percolates around this room. Otherwise, you could just say, hey, it's kind of a you-know-what hole, we're going to get the heck out of here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the upgrade.
I am too.
The little upgrade button.
Yes.
You push the upgrade button and we'll be in somewhere nicer with a damn window. I haven't seen the sun during the show in 9 years. You can't even see the damn sun.
It's like we're getting ready for a hurricane every day, right? Where we're just like locked into like a broom closet of some sort.
That's exactly what this is.
But the good
broom
thing,
closet.
The good thing is though, as compared to your childhood, you're not trying to set anything on fire. So in this closet.
Bro, I've broken so many walls around here playing around. It's crazy. I don't even know if you know that. I've been tearing up walls in this studio for years because I'll play and I'll push somebody and they just fly through the wall. It's crazy.
Now, I don't – okay, first of all, it is crazy. And I'm seeing all sorts of stuff on the text line here. First things first, I do want to give a formal introduction because we have Will Mansell coming on next segment. So all the ridiculousness that's going on so far on the show, we're going to get serious with Local 10's Will Mansell next segment. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that. He talked to Josh Richardson last night and Bam Adebayo and Derek Jones Jr. He's got a bunch of thoughts, I'm sure, on what the Heat have done so far. And I don't want to encourage this. So Will Mansell, coming up next, Ultimate Professional. But we already have a text that says, we got action, Jack.
Oh, look at him light up on the other side.
Ass versus foot.
Somebody's
now calling you butt foot.
Do you want it, Greg? Want it?
I want it. Greg, I want
you
it.
You want it?
Yes.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
No, I don't. But
they're not fighting. They're helping each other. My ass skin helped my foot recover. It's no debate. There's no argument, Solana.
I want it.
Let me get this straight. You have a piece of your butt on your foot.
Yes, it's called a skin graft. You have real bad. I had a third-degree burn.
We got some weird action today, Jack. Channing's butt foot versus Alex Morgan's golden foot. Who you got, Greg?
That's a good one right there.
I would say Crowder's butt foot has a higher gross than Alex Morgan's golden foot.
It is gross, that's for sure.
Financially, I think my butt foot made more money than Alex Morgan's golden foot.
Well, I'll also say this. I mean, let's leave Alex Morgan out of this. I mean, we do not need to drag her down to stoop to this level with her. She is beautiful. She is a great soccer player. She's a superstar on a number of different levels, and she's great at trolling the English. We'll get into that a little bit later on the show. But the bottom, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the fact that you've got a skin graft and you've got part of your butt on your foot. And so I would just imagine, you told me before, this was like recently when I worked with you, that you had an issue with your feet smelling.
Oh, bad, man.
But there's no wonder. Are you kidding me? I mean, most normal people, sometimes you got a long day, your feet may stink, but yours must stink round the clock. You don't even have to exercise or walk around. Your butt is on your foot.
Ask my wife. She has a problem with it.
When you go to the bathroom, do you wipe your foot also?
There's nothing running past my foot. There's nothing running past my foot. I was 9 years old. I tried to be MacGyver. After the fire was set in my closet and smoke started coming out, I ran in and I tried to smother the fire. And that was pretty intelligent, I would say, personally, because I was 9. So smothering a fire, taking the oxygen out of a fire that's a main part of a fire, I thought was brilliant. But the fire was too big, and a plastic toy caught on fire and exploded, and then a big piece of molten plastic landed on my foot and burnt up a third-degree burn in my foot, and then ran up my leg and burnt up my whole shin. And I ran out and jumped in our pool. It was in Tampa when I was little. And third-degree burns, firemen came, ambulance came, I had to go to the hospitals. It was a whole debacle.
A whole ordeal, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I still got in trouble.
We got a terrific question coming in via the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. Channing, does one foot smell worse than the other?
You know what? I have to do that research.
This has never crossed your mind before?
You know what? I never thought about it because, like I was saying, the skin of my butt is now on my foot, but it's been there. I'm 35. It's 26 years ago. So I didn't know if the smell translated over to my foot for that long, but my feet do smell extremely bad on a regular basis. My wife gets so mad about it. Don't get in the bed. You're going to mess up the covers. Stank up the sheets. Already have IBS, so I'm not a not smelly person. And then the feet just add to it.
Now, let me get something straight here. Solana, did you know about this story, the butt foot story?
Have you told
this story before?
Never heard of Chan's butt foot.
Maybe a while back, like Hawk would know the story?
Years ago. Yeah, Hawk knows it, but okay. It's years ago I told
it. Because this was breaking news for me. Like, if I had known, like, just to tell you how organized and how we plan things out here, you know, we had a major, major, big-time topic we're going to discuss to start the show, and then Crowder just blew up the entire plan by just casually telling us that he's got some of his butt on his foot.
It's not like a chunk. It's skin. It's like it's a big piece of my booty cheek. It's just skin, a little skin.
I would imagine you got a big lump on your foot.
A little top of the epiderm.
Epidermis?
Epidermis. Little top layer of the epidermis.
So you don't wipe your foot after the bathroom?
Nothing ran past it. You wipe what ran past it. You don't just wipe your, you know, do you wipe your hip? No, you wipe what.
I don't have my butt on my hip.
I'm going to show y'all because the funniest thing is that half of it is real hairy and half of it's not, and you know where the hairy side comes from. Pretty nasty. I know it, Greg. It's gross, but.
Well, that is disgusting because you also just volunteered that part of it. Like, first of all, nobody asked you about if you had a skin graft. Mm-hmm. The second part is we didn't know it was a skin graft from your butt until you volunteered that. And then, without anybody saying anything, you also said, oh, by the way, that foot and that part of my foot much hairier than the rest of my feet.
I'm entertaining.
Was this just when I tell you you need to show up, you can't be in vacation mode 4 hours before you go on vacation? This was your way of proving to us that you are here and you're focused and you're ready to give your best effort?
You know, when guys like, what, there's stories where guys like have stuff happen to them throughout, you know, there, Isaiah Thomas, like he had some problems with his family and he balled in the playoffs. Like, so you questioned me on, am I ready to go? And I said, oh, you're going to question my dedication to radio? Okay, well, I got something for you.
Wow. Radio gold.
Radio gold, baby. And it's crazy. It got to be other people out there that have skin grafts. Somebody else set the house on fire.
Well, skin grafts aren't abnormal.
Yeah.
Just the way you described yours is that you got a butt foot.
Yeah, I have pride in it. Because it's out of the ordinary.
Well, that it certainly is that.
Like LeBron being 6'8 to move the way he does. You know what I'm saying? Adrian Peterson, the size he is. Tom Brady, his body type, going in the late rounds and becoming the best quarterback of all time. That is exceptional. I think having, you know, it's right there. Having the butt foot is exceptional.
You know what? If we had known this, Solana, can you imagine if, you know, going back to what? You were drafted in 2005, right?
Yes.
So going back to the pre-draft process of 2005, maybe even draft night, maybe even the build-up to that, if, you know, Mel Kiper Jr. is breaking down Channing Crowder tape. Oh, we got an inside linebacker out of, you know, University of Florida. You know, I like those Gators players. And this guy brings, you know, his hard hat every day. And by the way, he also, when he cuts off his right foot, there is an explosion there that I haven't seen from, well, a single foot that doesn't seem to be there from the other. There's a rumor that going around he's got butt foot, and that has been the key to him plugging the hole on defense.
You know what? Now that I think about it, you've enlightened me after 26 years of dealing with this. I did hit my plant leg. You have a plant and a post leg. Your mm-hmm. plant leg generates your power. Ankle to your knee to your hip and extend. I'm stronger off my right leg.
And that's
the butt foot.
That's the butt foot.
Bro, I'm telling you, exceptional.
Greg, did you say
exceptional.
That?
Exceptional.
His butt foot is what plugged the hole?
See, look at him.
Mm.
Look at you.
Mm. Well, I think we've missed out on a major marketing opportunity here because everybody just associates, you know, Mark Sanchez with a butt fumble. Like, the Dolphins and Channing Crowder had butt foot long before that.
Man, we could have had a T-shirt made.
Seriously.
All the skin graft community could have came together, and I would have been, you know, because, like, skin graft awareness. Man, you know what? I missed out on millions.
You did. All right. Hopefully we can get back on track here. I think Will Manso will help that cause, right? Will Manso, who does excellent work at Local 10. You also see him, of course, on the pre-halftime postgame on Fox Sports Sun for the Heat games. He was actually at Miami Senior High School last night, and he caught up with now former Heat player Josh Richardson and current Heat players Bam Adebayo, Derrick Jones Jr. We'll talk to him about that and everything else going on with this Heat offseason so far. Stay tuned. Will Manso joins us next. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Welcome back here to the Hock and Crowder Show. Greg Likens filling in for Mark Hockman alongside Channing Crowder as we continue on here. As, my goodness, we've got so much to talk about in the world of the Miami Heat. For more on that, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, where we shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And for more on everything going on with this busy, suddenly off-season for the Heat, Will Manso joins us now, sports director of Local 10. Of course, you can see him during the season as part of Miami Heat television broadcasts on Fox Sports Sun, and follow him at Will Manso on Twitter. Will, a very good Wednesday to you. How's everything going?
Doing well, but like you said, man, it's crazy to keep up with all this Heat stuff. We had these quiet off-seasons a couple of years, and I think we're all catching up and cramming it all in one off-season.
We certainly are, and Will, I'm going to start here off the beaten path for a second, and I'm sure you probably didn't hear the first segment of the show, and I don't mean to disgust you, but Channing Crowder told us a story how as a nine-year-old, he started his foot on fire, got third-degree burns, and long story short, he needed a skin graft to fix it, and he got it from his butt, and he just showed us a picture of it. He's literally got a butt foot.
He showed you a picture of his butt or of the foot?
I showed him my foot, but it is skin from my butt, Will.
You know, I'm very sorry. I'm going to have to get to the station and listen to the segment right away. I don't know how to react to that.
Emailing it to you right now, Will.
But so literally, Will, there was a skin graft necessary. They took it from his butt. I just learned this out of nowhere. Crowder just absolutely surprised us with this, and he showed us during the commercial break. I just posted on Twitter a picture of it, but he literally has a different shade of skin and got hair growing on it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So you've got butt hair growing on your foot?
Yeah, it's crazy because the skin, even though it's on my foot, Will, it kept its identity as butt skin. So it still kept the follicles and kept the hair. It's just the science is amazing.
So it's just a random part of your foot. You've kind of got a soft, silky feel to it, I see.
Yeah, man. I rub it sometimes for good luck, like a genie in a bottle.
Oh, man.
Will, thank you for letting us get that out of the way first.
No, I'm curious. I want to hear the segment and see the picture. But yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Like Channing.
Greg, I think you tweeted it.
I did. I just tweeted it. So you can check that out in a little bit here, Will. All right, let's get down to business. Will, you've been busy covering everything involving the Miami Heat. We want to talk about Jimmy Butler and Hassan Whiteside, all that in a moment. But you were on the scene last night at Miami Senior High School. You spoke to Josh Richardson at the Miami Pro League. What was his reaction to being traded to Philadelphia?
You know, it was a really weird thing to see him because he walked in to this game, and it's in a high school gym at Miami Senior High. There's, you know, a few hundred people there. It was a packed gym, but, you know, it's the intimacy of a high school gym. And the announcer says, hey, there was Jay Richards in the house. And everybody gave him such an ovation, but it's an awkward ovation because, you know, hey, you got traded, you know, and you're not here anymore, and everybody's happy about this Jimmy Butler, and you forget the other side. So when I went over to talk to him, I just said, hey, man, I know you've had a crazy couple of days. He said, no, that's cool. And, you know, I just basically said, what did you think? And he said, I was a little caught off guard, you know. But I think he sat down, you know, he spoke to the Sixers, spoke to their head coach, spoke to Brett Brown, and, you know, he started thinking about what they had, the players they had, playing with Joel Embiid and these guys that are competing for a championship. And he said, you know what, this isn't a bad situation to be in, even though I love Miami, would have loved to stay. As far as the Heat look, you guys probably saw his social media, the post he had. He's very grateful. He was a second-round pick, which we know that's very hard to succeed in the league as a second-round pick. He gave him a chance right away. He took advantage of that, and he's going to always be grateful. He said, I'm always going to have a part of me that is grateful. He will always have love for the Heat. But I think he's genuinely excited now that it's kind of passed a couple of days to think, man, I'm going to be playing with a team that's got a chance at the title next year. And that's a pretty cool feeling for a young guy who's just entering his prime.
And, Will, Jay Rich, you know, he's a great player. I believe he's going to start for any team he plays on. I believe he can contribute to a championship. But did you want to see a little more of what his ceiling could have been? You know what I'm saying? Did you want to see more of Jay Rich and where he could have been if he did stay with the Heat?
Well, I think, you know what it is, Channing? Yes, number one. The answer is simply yes. But I think the ceiling in many ways is to be kind of Jimmy Butler, except with maybe being more a three-point shooter. You know, Jay Rich, especially remember his rookie year, he was sensational the second half of the year. Then he went through some injury issues. But he's a guy that when he's on the court, He's a very dangerous three-point shooter when he gets in rhythm and gets in that confidence. I think there was a higher ceiling to him, and maybe that ceiling to a lot of people is a Jimmy Butler-type player. You know, a guy who is a two-way player who could play as well defensively as offensively. Did Jay Rich have that window of being a 23-point scorer? You know, I think he could in the right opportunity, but I don't think that obviously is going to be his opportunity in Philly. He's going to be, as you said, one of the cogs of a piece of a championship team, and I think he could absolutely be that. I think he would have continued to progress here. I think he's the kind of guy that was perfect for the Heat culture, really brought into it. But I think he's going to take that with him and succeed wherever he goes, and for now it's going to be Philly.
Will Mansell, sports director, Local 10, joining us here on 560 WQAM. You also had a chance last night to catch up with Bam Adebayo, Derrick Jones Jr., who were participating in the Miami Pro League. How did they look? What did you learn from that experience? Because I saw some of the clips you posted on social media, Will, and I know it's just a summer league action, but they look pretty good.
I mean, it's incredible to watch, and Channing knows this as a guy who played in the league. You know, and I'm sure you've seen it, Channing. Like, when you're around guys who maybe played, like, college ball, or, you know, they were studs in high school but never made it, and then, you know, you're an NFL player, you've been around NFL players, you stand out. The NFL player in his prime, he just stands out over anything. So you've got these guys that are, a lot of these guys played internationally, played in college, you know, maybe you're even hanging around trying to make a G League team. You put Derrick Jones Jr. and Bam Adebayo out there, and it's a significant leap, and it was fun to watch. I mean, they were putting on a show. More than anything, they look in great shape. And what I love about the Heat young players, you know, and Josh was one of them too, is that Bam and Derrick haven't stopped working since the end of the season. I mean, I saw Derrick the week earlier at a Heat camp, and he said, I'm here all offseason. I didn't even take a vacation. I'm here. I'm training every day. I'm working out every day. And Bam, who is already kind of a freak of nature physically, looks even bigger and leaner. And they're both excited about their roles. And look, they both get a little nervous when you start hearing trade rumors. And Derrick himself said, for a minute, I thought I was traded, you know, because I read what everyone else read, that I was headed to Dallas. But he said he spoke to people with the Heat, and they said, look, we're not moving you, you're here. And that made him feel good, because those guys are working hard. And I think, you know, what Channing was saying about Jay Rich being a piece of a championship team, I think these two guys, when you surround them with star players, and Jimmy's that first step, these guys have the athletic ability, the work ethic to get better, to also be really key contributors on championship-level teams. And I hope we get a chance to see that soon with those two in the near future.
And, Will, with the Whiteside deal, with JJ's deal, Waiters' deal, and, you know, being a 500 team, I'm not going to lie, I was one of the people that started to question Pat Riley. Are these last 3 days, is this getting that testament to Pat Riley's genius?
You know, I think so, and I think to the people that were frustrated, and look, a lot of times when I talk about Pat Riley, people think I'm just a homer and I'm just defending Riley, and I get it, you know. I want the Heat to do well. I have a lot of faith that Riley is the guy to make them do well, but he's absolutely screwed up things in the last couple of years in certain moves. He's absolutely made moves that haven't worked out. He's admitted as much, but to admit that someone maybe didn't make moves that worked out for the best isn't to say they've lost it or they can't do it again. It's how you correct those moves. And Pat's been trying for two off seasons to try to get this right. And I think this off season was the one where he finally put his foot down and said, screw this, I'm getting something done. And they found a way with a horrendous cap situation to go into the off season and get one of the premier free agents. And think about it. The Knicks went in with $70 million available and couldn't sign a premier free agent. Pat Riley and Andy and Spo, they had no money, strapped up against the tax, all these things, and they end up with Jimmy Butler, move Hassan Whiteside, and are still talking about other moves potentially. I think that should prove to everyone that not only does Pat Riley still have it, but he still has the passion to make sure he's going to go out a winner and not make this a mediocre team.
Yeah, it's been incredible. The first 24 hours of free agency, when you assume that the Heat weren't in position to make any moves, and they've done everything you just described, it's been absolutely phenomenal. Will Mansell joining us here, sports director, Local 10, joining us on QAM. All right, Will, with that being said, Jimmy Butler was convinced to come to Miami for a multitude of reasons. How good do you think he can be as the man working in the Heat culture?
You know, Bam yesterday, when I asked him about it, said he's kind of that junkyard dog on offense and defense. And I think that was a great description, because the one thing you see about Jimmy Butler, and it gets perceived at times as being that he's kind of diva-ish, he has an attitude, but his attitude to me is the attitude that Eric Spoelstra wants in that locker room. What have the Heat been missing the last few years is that alpha. And, you know, Dwayne was the alpha for over a decade when he was in his prime. Then he left. And when he left in that little window of a year and a half, they lost that identity of a leader. And he came back for The Last Dance. It was a lot of fun, but he came back knowing that I can't be that alpha. Somebody else has to be that lead guy because I'm done. That's it. At the end of the year, I'm going. And he had a great year, and it was a lot of fun, but it left behind his young core still without that identity and that alpha guy. Jimmy absolutely comes in. So right from a personality, locker room, leader perspective, he's going to come in. He's not going to be afraid to tell you you screwed up. He's not going to be afraid to butt heads with his coach for winning reasons, not for diva reasons. He's not going to be afraid to speak up. And when you combine that with a guy who, again, as a two-way player who can play great defense, I think he's a guy that in this Heat system is going to average 21, 22, 23 points a game. Back to that guy you saw in Chicago, facilitate, take the big shot when needed, not be afraid to take that big shot in the moment. I think you get that, and quite frankly, that's what the Heat are missing. I mean, we could talk all day about needing more stars to truly contend for a championship, but this is step one, and it's a huge step in trying to get back to that relevancy of being a championship team.
I'm with you, Will. This was step one, and we know like there's no championship next season, but now Jimmy's here. He can pull other free agents. I'm not hating. They were calling me a hater yesterday, Will. I'm not hating, but is Jimmy Butler number one? The guy that comes in, like even when Wade was here, LeBron came in as one, Wade took a back seat. Is Jimmy Butler the number one option on a championship team?
You know what? Probably not. I think that's fair to say that the number one option, and that's just the way the league is, because how many true number one options are there in the league? You know, like real number one, that like, you know, that guy who's just going to score 30 a game and take over a game, score 45. I mean, you're talking about a 10 to 12 at most, and some people may think that's even too long of a list. I look at Jimmy as that next tier, the next 10 or 12. I think he's a top 15, 18 player in the league. But it's very hard to compare to Kawhi Leonard, to those. But, you know, you look at what Kawhi did, though. Could Jimmy Butler, in a situation like if he went to Toronto last year and a Siakam takes that step and a Danny Green is that veteran, Ibaka, these guys that they had that played these roles, could Jimmy Butler have been that Kawhi-type player? I think so as far as the leader and the scorer. Now, Kawhi is obviously, I think, at a step above that. But I think Jimmy, with the right core around them, can absolutely be that guy. But you got to get the core. I don't think it's with this core, guys. I don't see Jimmy Butler leading this Heat team to a championship and pulling a Kawhi Leonard. But I think that he's got that skill set that if you combine it with another superstar, you could absolutely be talking that.
Yeah, and Channing brings up a good point. Will, I think you just described that very well. But I keep just thinking back to the way I felt about this team at 5 o'clock on Sunday. And I just assumed it was going to be, you know, this upcoming season's pretty much the same roster, and they were going to come back and, you know, maybe try to push for the 8th seed, but maybe fall short again. And now this has just infused so much new energy and excitement and, I think, confidence from the Heat fans about what could happen in the future.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, guys, this, when we were talking before free agency, a group of us over at the station, you know, Clay Ferro and I and our producer, you know, we were talking about what this team could do. And I said point blank, guys, I think Pat Riley's going to do something big. And I just can't. You saw him in that season-ending news conference and then on draft night. You know, draft night, he had that quote that everybody laughed at. You know, there are no obstacles. I mean, there are obstacles, but, you know, you have to deal with them. And I think that was Riley's way of saying, screw it, guys. I'm gonna figure this out. Even if you guys think I'm crazy, I am going to get this done. Andy's a cap guru. He's going to figure this out. We're going to get our guy. And I think the biggest step was, you know, and I think Riley said it last year at the end of the season, the previous year. He said the way the NBA is now, with players really getting say where they go, you have to find a player who wants to play for you. And if Jimmy Butler didn't want to play for the Heat, he wouldn't be here. I mean, there's nothing that the Heat could have forced to do. They could have forced him to sign a long-term contract. The bottom line is Jimmy Butler wanted to be here. Pat Riley identified that, wanted Jimmy Butler to be here, has wanted him for a while, and made it happen. And I think as Heat fans, you have to be excited that if a player wants to be here and they can find a way, they're going to find a way to do it.
Will, was there any tears shed or a moment of silence or sleep missed when you found out Hassan Whiteside is not going to be a Heat player anymore?
You know, I tried to, because I know when I tweeted out about Hassan and reported on the news, the comments you get and the reaction, I get that people are hard on Hassan, but having been around him and, you know, having been there at games and covered him and seen the guy, I know people find this odd. He is kind of a guy that you like when you get to know him. He just can be so moody at times. And when he puts his head down, I know that frustrates people. But he works, man. And he's gone. To me, I always look at Hassan as a positive story. Bounced around after being in the league, found his way back. I mean, the guy played in Lebanon and ended up being a triple-double with blocks. And you look at his career, all five seasons, he averaged a double-double when he played for the Heat. I mean, he, to me, is a good story that, unfortunately, with the big contract, the way the league has changed, just didn't work out. But I think, put it this way, to answer your question, I think it's good that they moved on because I think they've got Bam, who's a unique player with his skill set, and I think they need to feature him at that role. But I wish Hassan the best at Portland, man. I hope he does well.
Yeah, I'm with you, Will, on that one. Will Mansell joining us here, sports director at Local 10 on 560 WQAM. Will, what's next? I know that Channing mentioned accurately that Jimmy Butler coming here, now this opens up other possibilities. We've seen some rumors and some rumblings about interest in Bradley Beal. The question is whether the Wizards are actually interested in getting rid of him. But what do you make of some of those rumors and the possibility of taking on a John Wall contract in the process?
You know, that's a great question because I think that's been the hot rumor the last couple of days, right? And there's no doubt that I think the Wizards at some point are going to look to move him. I just don't see what moving him now does. You know, you want to move Bradley Beal. He's still a couple of years away from free agency. You want to move him when there's a market that's easy to move him. Meaning there's a lot of teams, a lot of money moving around, trying to figure things out, trying to make moves. You don't want to limit yourself to just, hey, the Heat are out there wanting him. I think if you're the Heat, you have to inquire. And whether that includes John Wall or the package, man, that's a tough question. His contract is enormous. And he was actually one of my favorite players to watch in the league pre-injury. I love the way he plays, but you have to wonder the explosion. What's he going to be like after that kind of injury? 4 years at over $40 million a year. When you think of that, you kind of want to slow it down. Now, could the Heat get involved? Yeah, if Bradley Beal's involved, I think they've got to listen. I think they've got to make the call. But I think they're more focused right now on seeing what they're going to do with Gordon as an expiring contract. Could they move him, save themselves a little room with the hard cap and all these things they're dealing with, they're looking at, you know, they're trying to work their way around. There's a lot of things that they may do as far as Ryan Anderson and stretching them. I think they've got to figure that out first. And we all know what the first shoe to drop is. I mean, you got to find out what happens with Kawhi Leonard. You know, once Kawhi picks wherever he's going to go, there will be teams that maybe can facilitate that sort of move I was just talking about. And I think the Heat go from there. But I will say this, Pat Riley always thinks big. So any talk of Bradley Beal or these guys, none of it shocks me because you know he wants more.
And Will, I got to get to the summer league. 5 of 10 from behind the line, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 24 minutes, primary ball handler. Tyler Hero. Like, Will, tell me how excited can I really get about the first game of a rookie for summer league?
Well, I think with the first game, first of all, we always get excited. I remember seeing Bam. We thought Bam was Will Chamberlain this first game, in his first couple games of summer league. And granted, Bam's been great, but you got to kind of have to set the cap of what a guy could be. And I think the one thing you see with Tyler Hero right away that I think should make fans excited is we all thought the same thing. You know, I haven't talked to you guys since draft night, but I'm assuming you thought the same thing. Ooh, man, kind of a role player shooter. Is that really what he is? Is that what you need at 14? Couldn't you have got something else? Maybe a potential impact player, you know. And Riley and those guys said, look, we've got a guy that we believe in because in this league you need this kind of player. And trust me, he can be more than a shooter. He can be a facilitator. He can drive. He can play defense. He's got that energy. And I think what you see is now with Jimmy Butler on board, you need those guys. You need that guy that can shoot in this league. And, man, he's not afraid to let it go and let it fly. And you get excited about that possibility. You need that bulldog out there taking those shots, not afraid to just fling it. We've seen it through the years, and we see it now in this NBA. Every championship team needs a guy like that. So there's nothing wrong with, before you're really a championship team, getting that piece first and then build the stars from within, you know, get those stars later. So I'm excited. The guy could shoot, and that's the one commodity in this league that doesn't get old.
Yeah, and I'm just glad that Tyler Hero is not the only exciting thing we're talking about for the Heat this offseason, right? Like, that's among the exciting things that we've detailed during this interview. And, Will, I do want to apologize to you before you start this 4th of July weekend that we started things off by telling you about a butt foot. I mean, I know...
What are you talking about? I'm in the Channelton parking lot just dying to hang up so I can run inside and see it.
All right, well, we look forward to hearing what your reaction is once you see the picture. So, Will, thank you very much. An early happy 4th of July to you. We encourage everybody to follow him on Twitter at Will Mantz, of course. Watch him on Local 10 every night as a sports director. Thanks so much, Will.
Anytime, guys. Have a great holiday weekend.
All right. You too. There he is, Will Manso, joining us here on 560 WQAM. Man, you have started a firestorm, Janet.
What?
Just the whole oddity that is involved with this butt foot. I did tweet it out. You can check it out at Greg Likens, GREGLIKENS. We have photographic evidence of your skin graft from your butt on top of your foot. There's hair on it. It's absolutely disgusting. but it's also like it, I feel like you should be on tour with a circus or something, right? Where they've got, you know, the kind of the strange things going on with people. You could be fit right in with that.
Greg, I'm different. I'm just a different guy. I'm not built like everybody else.
No, you're not.
Different human.
In multiple ways.
Yes.
And we appreciate you for just who you are. How about that? Okay, we got a lot more to get to. Stay tuned here on QAM. Radio.com. Radio.com. We're back here on the Hawk and Crowder Show. Greg Likens in for Mark Hochman alongside Channing Crowder. Alex Solana with us as well as we continue on here. Man, we are getting an absolutely unbelievable response on social media from your butt foot.
I'm different.
So you started the show by telling us a story about how you have a skin graft. You use the skin from your butt, put it on top of your foot, because when you were 9 years old, you lit your foot on fire.
Yep.
And you said, like, during the segment, I couldn't tell. Solana, I don't know how you felt about this. For a second, I thought you were just pulling our leg.
Mm-hmm. But I don't lie, Greg.
You don't lie. You've got a lot of kind of quirky, strange stuff that's happened. You've got all sorts of experiences in your life, and you're very candid about them. But even I thought this sounded very improbable, and that you were just pulling my leg as if it was like April Fool's Day or something. And then during the commercial break, as promised, like literally the light goes off in here that indicates we're off the air as opposed to on the air, and you whip off your shoe, mm-hmm. pull your sock off, and say, hey, here it is.
Check it out.
And you showed me your foot, and then you go into the other room to show Solana as well. We took a picture of it, and now I posted it on Twitter. If you haven't seen it, at Greg Likens, Greglikens. You retweeted it. Solana retweeted it, and we are getting so many responses. It is unbelievable. I want to read a sampling of these responses because we're getting, you know, just some of our listeners. We also have some notable people in the community from some of the local media outlets who are seeing this, and I'd say you're getting a warm reception, but I would just say a lot of people are responding. Most people are absolutely disgusted by this.
Yeah, man. You know, I do that to people sometimes. I like to see the genuine response. But you know what it'll do? It's going to warm up to them. They'll look at it later. They'll show it to their spouse, show it to the kids. They'll kind of warm up to the concept of the little dread right I got right there. Yeah. I can lock it up. I can lock the little hair up.
It's very hairy.
Yeah, because it's butt. It's hair. There's a hair on people's butts, including mine, obviously.
Crowder, I just want to let you know that you're not alone in your butt hair on other parts of your body other than your butt.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually found on Reddit a guy. I'll show you the picture now in the break. I'll even take a screenshot. I'll post it on Twitter. Greg, you can do the same.
Mm.
He has a skin graft, the skin from his butt, on the palm of his hand mm-hmm. because he burned himself. And this dude has a patch of hair growing on the palm of his hand.
On his hand?
On his hand.
Yeah, man.
At least you can cover yours up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like most of the time, unless you go to like the pool or the beach or something.
It's not something I brought up with my wife the first time we dated. I'm gonna be honest with you.
How long did it take before you told her about this?
Well, I would say like a month or so. Mm. And she asked about it.
She saw you with
she
your
saw
socks
like,
off.
And now, what's that? And then I told the story. And once I tell you, I don't lie about the story. I'm like, oh, it's from my upper thigh. That's what people like to do. Oh, it's my hamstring. No, that's ass meat. We know it's ass meat. Hamstrings aren't that hairy. Yes, it's from your butt.
And obviously, she didn't mind, considering you've been married happily for a long time. But
well, there's some, like, I always say it too, and this is a life. You're about to get married. You're engaged. You gotta love the crumbs of somebody. Like, there's the main, like, the sandwich. There's the main sandwich. You got your lettuce, you got your meat, your cheese, your mayonnaise, your mustard, your pickles, whatever you put on. You got that. But then there's always the little crumbs, the little stuff you don't like, or the little tip of the pickle that has the little string hanging out of it. You got to love all the crumbs of a person. I would say that's a crumb. That's a crumb of a person. I'm good looking, you know, big, strong, you know, dark, handsome, and lovely. But I got some crumbs.
So even you have flaws, is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I call them crumbs. I don't like crumb. The word flaw.
Mm. Okay, too negative for you there. You've always strike me as Mr. Sensitive, yeah. You're like football's Kevin Durant, that's what you are.
Yeah, like my teeth, you know. I know my teeth are messed up. I chipped them, rollerblading when I was 11. I never got them fixed. I'm terrified of the dentist. My wife just deals with it. It's crumbs.
But seriously, what was her facial expression when you told her that you had skin from your butt on your foot?
To be honest, the same as y'all. Like, y'all like, okay, like, okay, on air, ha, 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 so what really happened? Right. Like, y'all kind of waited for that after the light went off.
Waiting
like,
for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Bro, like, what really happened? Like, what's going on? And I was like, no, that's butt hair. And then, you know, 2 weeks in, it wasn't whoopee time yet, so she hadn't seen the other side because there is a patch on my butt, too. Mm. So she hasn't seen the patch to correspond with the darker, hairy piece on my foot. The patch on the butt is right there as well, so they would match up then, and you could actually like a puzzle piece. She'd be like, oh, so there and then there, they're the same, you know, so she could do the puzzle, but she didn't see my butt at that time. So she was like, well, is this true? And I was like, yeah, for real. Like, okay.
Wow.
But the 90% of my, you know, amazingness, that's what she fell in love with.
I see.
Yeah, boy.
You want to hear some of the responses we're getting on this?
What they got?
Handle 1933 on Twitter said, I almost blocked you. Wish I could report you for this. That is nasty. Lisa on Twitter says, they can't laser that hair out? Is that something you seem proud of the hair
that
is clearly butt hair growing on your foot?
Because the dedication of my entire body. Like, mentally, I was dedicated to my craft, sports and radio, and now just knowing that the skin of my butt will never forget where it comes from. It's not going to just turn into foot skin. It's butt skin, and it's going to stay butt skin. They're not moving out, you know, moving uptown and forget where they came from. Because it actually moved downtown because it went from butt to foot. It didn't move downtown and forget where it came from. It came from the butt. It's going to stay a piece of the butt.
Friend of the show, Clay Ferrero, tweets, raise his hand. I have a question. Is the hair on the graph foot hair or butt hair? I'll hang up and listen.
And I had to let him know. It's butt hair.
I mean, yeah.
It's interesting, man. That's the human body. That's why it's beautiful.
We've got another tweet here from our friend Will Manso, who was anxiously waiting to see this. And he said, somehow this is worse than I imagined on the radio, though the hair is interesting.
That's a nice way
That's
to put
the
it.
Nicest way he could have put that.
That's my man Will. He gonna watch out for me.
We got multiple people, including Antoine Staley. We got David Dwork, all posting GIFs or memes or GIFs, however you want to describe it, of people throwing up upon seeing your butt foot.
That don't make you throw up.
It doesn't make you, well.
You can't. Come on, man. That's not that nasty. It's nature.
I have to admit, Salat and I did not throw up, although we had a good 15 minutes to mentally prepare for it. But anybody who's scrolling through their timeline, potentially, right? Like, if they don't know, if they weren't listening to the show and they just happen upon that, and then they read the description in which we call it a butt foot, and then it's literally a skin graft from the butt, I can understand why you may be, I mean, that's absolutely positively disgusting.
You see, you're painting it in a certain way that I don't like. It's not disgusting.
Crowder,
it is what it is.
Somebody saying that on the text line, Hawk should get a butt hair skin graft on the top of his head.
You know what? It would help. It would help because the butt hair never stops growing.
I think we just stumbled upon something, like a new
medical procedure.
Goodbye, Rogaine.
Rogaine. They want to do all these skin grafts and snatch follicles out your neck to put it in your head. You got plenty of follicles right on your butt.
LeBron James may do that.
Put it right there.
Right?
And it's already curly. Little dents. Gonna stay around a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we might make some money. We might have to stop talking about this and trademark it.
What would we call it?
Oh, we got to work on it. I got to get with my team. I got to call my attorney.
Oh.
Me and Johnny Williams are going to get on this soon.
This is absolutely, I mean, vile. It really is.
Yeah, Greg, you look a little thrown off.
What do the kids say? I'm shook? Yeah. That's what's going on right now.
You shook, man?
A little bit, yeah. The more I look at that picture, and it smelled, too. That's the worst thing. Channing took his shoe off, and then the sock. And
I don't know where it comes from.
I also think there was a really good point made by one of the people who tweeted to us that not only did you take your shoe off and your sock off, but it wasn't like we took the picture on the ground. You put your foot up on the desk that Solana uses in the other room.
Yeah, to get it up there where y'all can see it.
Right on the table there.
Yeah, appreciate science.
You've tainted everything in the other room now.
There is a medical doctor that went to school for 10-plus years to be able to put butt skin on your foot. Think about that now as y'all criticize me. Just think about what's going on here. Are you doubting medicine?
Yes,
Doogie Howser?
All right.
House?
You ready for the 3 o'clock hour?
We're ready.
I'm sure we'll talk more about the butt foot. I don't think we're going to ever get away from that, at least during the 4 hours of this program today. But we will switch gears a little bit. And Channing, this feels appropriate to discuss because we talked about it kind of the tail end of the show yesterday, and it continues to pop up. There's more outrage surrounding the U.S. women's soccer team based on what happened yesterday in the Women's World Cup. And we've got some sound to back it up. I want to get your reaction. I want to get the audience's reaction. We'll come back and talk about that next year on QAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.